You need to see deep proof that this man not only wants you, but needs you in his life. He must achieve all of these three prerequisites, and then you will know it in your essence that he has climbed that mountain and earned the best pussy he will ever experience.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
It's Violet Benson, your favorite meme queen and the big sis you didn't ask for, but need. Welcome to Almost Adulting.
Almost Adulting. Almost Adulting.
Are you ready?
Hi, besties, and welcome to a brand new Almost Adulting, the largest self-love podcast and movement, your number one destination for personal growth and mental health. I'm your big sister and your host, Violetta. Welcome to a brand new Benson book club. So I'm writing a book this year, which is why I've decided to dedicate all of my Tuesday episodes this year to the Benson book club, where I share some of my favorite books with you that I'm currently reading or that I've been reading, and some of my favorite chapters from those books, where we can learn a lot from those chapters, you know, really get some insight. And normally the way I choose these chapters and books are based on whatever the topic of the month is. And by the way, if you enjoy my episodes, just so you're aware, we now have an added third episode every single week, sometimes even four episodes that week. If you subscribe to my exclusive podcast, which you can find the link in the bio of this description, but that is correct. There is a subscription part of my podcast where you can get a lot more dating advice, a lot more tarot card reading from me, where I pick a card every month for you, a lot more zodiac sign stuff for me, and a lot more other stuff. So yeah, super exciting. Thank you, Supercast. So yeah, we have an exclusive podcast now. Okay, so what did I pick for you guys for today for Benson Book Club? Well, last month, I basically, on some of the Tuesday episodes, shared with you some stuff, some chapters from Why Men Love Bitches, written by Sherry Argov. She's a woman, as you can tell by the name. And one of the Tuesday episodes was basically when to have sex, because men put you in different categories. And she was basically saying how you should wait to sleep with somebody. And I explain from my own point of view that I believe the reason it's important to wait is just because you want to catch up emotionally with a partner that you're dating before you catch up with them physically. So then you guys are, it's on the same level together. And by the way, I've spoken about this stuff with men through my research and they all agreed with me, including players. But I want to give you guys another perspective about when to have sex. So I decided today to include a male's perspective, right? So today, we will be covering chapter 19, When to Have Sex, from the book Men Don't Love Women Like You, written by G.L. Lambert. So this will give you a male's perspective of whether or not you should wait to have sex and what that even means and when it feels right, okay? So I just really wanted two perspectives, but I will give you the key points of this chapter. Let's get started. Wish. Think about that word. If you're blowing out birthday candles, it's said with hope and excitement, but when talking about adult relationships, it loses the magic and takes on some uncertainty. I searched my inbox for the word wish, and there it was. I wish he would listen to me. I wish he would tell me the truth. I wish he would let me go. I wish I could move on. I wish he would realize how good he's got it. I wish he knew how it feels when he treats me like this. Hundreds of women making wishes, but the most common phrase that has been sent to me is, I wish I never had sex with him. The reality is this, the reality that keeps younger women clinging on their virginity and older women running towards the protection of celibacy is that sex is rarely looked back upon as a good decision when you're a female. This isn't about some sex horror story, embarrassments, or laughable dick strokes. The regret that women feel is that of wasting an intimate experience with a man who never deserved it. The paranoia this creates becomes which a man wants her for her versus which a man wants her for her vagina. Men lie about their intentions as effortlessly as a dog shits on a lawn. There's no guilt when men chase sex that ends justify the means, which means that you can't expect males to be honest. You have to demand that you be smarter. If the next man I sleep with doesn't end up being my husband, then I failed. Lady, that is an insane pressure that can make the strongest woman revert back into just another weak bitch. A woman like you does not devolve. She understands that sex pressure is easily conquered when you erase the fear of being played and embrace the truth that no dick alive can outsmart a woman who sees through the smokescreen of a male's lust. Sex should not be a prison. It should be an act that you're able to master and control. Virgin, prude, hoe, reform hoe, church girl, Anastasia Steele, it all comes back to you understanding that your vagina can no longer be given away for kicks. No matter how cute the guy is, that orgasm won't feel any better when he's pulling up his pants, walking out with no intention to ever call you. Fake tough women proclaim that they fuck like men. No emotion, just a nut. It's a lie. You know you deserve greater. The universe was created for you to reach the highest level of happiness, to become indescribably special, not to be some piece of pussy. You say you wanted him to. He was just a dick. It's not that deep. Blah, 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 blah. Those days are over. A woman like you does not sell herself for some thrill. The momentary feeling of a man inside of you pushed up against your body, telling you things he doesn't mean just so you can come harder. It's a cheap high. Experiment, experience, excite yourself. That's healthy when you're in the cocoon, but you were never meant to live in cheapness. Evolution demands change, and it starts with sex value. So ladies, you don't need a title. The default safeguard is to wait until he's your boyfriend to have sex, right? This proves that his intentions are legitimate and that he wants you for you, in theory. So let's put that theory to the test and look at sex from the male POV. Why do men date? To charm women into having sex. So forget the crap about how he wants to take it slow because, you know, sex ruined his last relationship or how he's more concerned with building a friendship first. If he has a dick, he wants sex and he knows it. Sex does not ruin a relationship for a man. Those annoying women who become too clingy afterwards ruin it for him. Overly emotional or erratic behavior that comes after sex is introduced will make a man leery, but it will not make him abstinent. Let's go back to the idea of becoming official, then having sex because it proves true intentions, right? Well, if a man asks you to be your boyfriend and you agree, what does that really mean to him? It means that it's time to get serious. Seriousness means sex. You may not intend to have sex with him until 6 months, supposedly maybe after you give him the title, but he doesn't know that. A woman taking on a boyfriend is a sign that now it's safe to move on to the sex stage. In the mind of the average man, it is not above a man to play along to see what being official gets him fast. So if you're the type of girl that only has sex with a guy in a relationship, then guess what? He's banking on hitting it within the first week, aka he'll make it official even faster. So if he asks you to be with him first and fast, you have to question the motive. Men can move fast in terms of making you their girl. Don't be fooled. Not because they are lying about how they feel, but because they are in lust and they don't know how they truly feel yet. If you agree to a lust title without asking yourself why he wants you this bad, you give into your egotistical need to be wanted. Once you give him that serious commitment, you will feel the pressure to perform girlfriend duties. You won't mind because you're his girl, but by moving this fast, how can you actually tell if this is a like that leads to love or plain old lust that leads to a breakup? A female will see the title as the final proof that they're on the same page and it's okay to have sex. I repeat, it is not about the title. It was never about the title. Once you reach the upper levels of a woman like you, you could care less about, oh, be mine, because you demand an actual effort that speaks louder than words. You must visually see and physically feel that he is already treating you like you are his before you are official. You must witness him investing so much of himself emotionally, financially, and time-wise that now it's safe to say he's in it too deep to leave after he gets sex. An investor doesn't pour money and time into a business only to walk away. They stay involved because it's part of them by this point. That is how a woman like you determines if a man is sex ready over investment. So let's move on to that. Okay, so I need to know, have we completely given up on our New Year's resolutions or are some of us still trying to do it? I know I am, especially with eating healthier, eating better, is actually so easy, especially when you do it with Factor's delicious, ready-to-eat meals. Every fresh, never frozen meal is chef crafted and chef kissed with dietitian approved and ready to go in just 2 minutes. I'm not kidding. You'll have over 35 different options to choose from every single week, including calorie smart, protein plus, and keto. Also, there are more than 60 add-ons to help you stay fueled up and feeling good all day. You guys, what are you waiting for? It's time to finally do that New Year's resolution you gave yourself in the beginning of the year. Get started today and get after your goals, okay? Again, these are 2 minute meals. You fuel up fast with Factor's restaurant quality meals that are ready to heat up and eat whenever you are. They have pancakes, they have smoothies, and so much more. You get to discover a wide variety of easy options for the entire day, like breakfast, midday bites, and so much more. There's no preps, there's no messy meals. Factor meals are ready to heat and eat on the go, wherever you are. So there's no prepping, there's no cooking, and there's no cleanup needed. And it's also flexible for your schedule. You get as much or as little as you need by choosing your meals every single week, okay? Plus, you get to pause or reschedule your deliveries at any time. Factor is honestly the perfect solution if you're looking for something fast, something premium, premium options with no cooking required, such as myself, you know, because I'm saving my cooking for marriage, okay? So sign up and save today. We've done the math. And Factor is less expensive than takeout, and every meal is dietitian approved to be nutritious and delicious. So what should you do? Let me tell you. Head over to factormeals.com/adulting50 and use my code adulting50 to get 50% off. You heard me correctly. That is code adulting50 at factormeals.com to get 50% off. That's amazing. Be healthy. Start eating better. No more takeout with factormeals.com/adulting50 to get 50% off. You're welcome, besties. By the way, when I read you these books, I'm definitely skipping to the parts that I think you need to hear. I'm not actually reading the whole chapter since we don't have all the time in the world. So you're welcome. So this is telling you it is not about waiting a month, 3 days, whatever, or waiting until you become official. It's about you figuring out, watching, is he actually invested in me emotionally? Is he giving me his time? Because the title means nothing when a guy is horny. So this is why I'm enjoying seeing the male's perspective on how and when you should have sex. Okay, so give me your heart, motherfucker. Don't say you want me, show me. That is the burden proof that all men have, and no expectations can be made. Showing you is determined by 3 things. The first being time spent creatively. Once you break into the post-third date world of him making your team, his efforts should increase, not level out. How much time is he putting in talking to you about can I see you topics? Any man can put in effort to see you when he is trying to get his dick wet, but in terms of calling you during a normal boring week, how active is he in chiming in with creative conversations that continue to keep you hooked? In terms of continuing a date at a high level now that you have introduced the possibility of house dates, what has he shown you? Is he still interested in going outside with you to show you things that he loves and treats you to things that you love? Is he being romantic? Is he being creative the same way he was the first week? Or is he content now with some indoor chilling and grabbing takeout? Why would a woman who's looking for something real agree to fuck a man who is merely doing the bare minimum? Yes, you will enjoy those basic talks about how much he wants you and how great you are, as well as the nights on the couch with his arm wrapped around you. But that isn't exertion. If he were to have sex with you based on that effort, how invested would he be in actually building something real? If a man is technically your boyfriend and that's a routine, he's still on easy street. Flirting with you on the phone, free. Telling you how much he's starting to fall for you, free. Snuggling up on a lazy Sunday, free. Taking you to the movies to see a movie he was going to see anyway, free. Not in terms of money, but in terms of effort. The currency of true love is undeniable time and effort. If a man does not show you that on his own, then it reveals how he truly feels about you. This isn't about the demands that you use to make him to take you out or the tricks that you use to lead him to put in more effort. You did your part. You interviewed him, you opened him up, you showed him how you expect to be treated, and rewarded him with a deeper level of intimacy. For a man to settle into complacency a month or two into the process is revelation that costs him his spot on the roster. Far too many women lead a man during the dating process. Now is the time to take off the training wheels and see if he can king up on his own. Stop suggesting things to do. Stop dropping hints. And allow him to take the ball and run with it. If you continue to plan romantic outings and come up with unique date ideas, then the actual relationship will be an extension of this lazy ass effort. Wow, that's a lesson for me, Violetta, since I love planning things, so no more this year. Good to know. Do you want to be just another typical that has to make her man take her places, only gets flowers on occasions, and has to remind him of date nights, or will you demand a man that reaches that level of independent effort before the title? Sex is not given to men who put their feet up. It's given to those men who continue to work and show you value without reminders. The second sign that you have genuinely won a man over is aggressive pursuit. You are not going to fall for the "we got together" power play during the first few weeks when the honeymoon butterflies and new dick lust is at an all-time high. However, even if you tell a man he's moving too fast, his effort should continue to be that of full court press. This is what makes a woman like you a game changer. A man will not take no for the answer in terms of locking her down. That's the hustle that you want. The man is not dating you for his health. He's trying to win you over now because he recognizes something special. Unlike those silly girls that chase dick, given to some fast titles, and then sell their pussy for the right to be called his, you challenge a man to fight for the right to be called yours. You need to see that he feels a certain way that he can't have you. The fact that you're still living a life outside of his should piss him off. The fact that you do go a day without talking to him should frustrate him. The idea that you aren't exclusively dating him should make him jealous. None of these feelings should be thrown in your face with anger or pettiness, but they should come out naturally. You will always know when a man wants you seriously because he pouts and gets into moods when you pull rank. Your old instincts have been to be up under a man that wants you up under him, or to make some agreement that you won't see anyone else as long as he doesn't. That is some weak shit, and it doesn't exist here anymore. The final proof of worthiness is shared world companionship. Being friends is extremely important. A friend isn't something that you're getting to know, talking to, and laughing with occasionally. Friendship is created through mutual interests, sharing views, ideas, and secrets. A true friend falls in love with your soul, not the surface of your personality. Why would a man see you as a friend and not just some girl only 3 to 4 weeks into dating? Because a woman like you will bring the fire into his life that he cannot duplicate with anyone else. You have a viewpoint his other friends do not. You grow him in ways that he cannot grow himself. In response, he becomes invested in your life as well as remaining in his world. To lose you starts to become as if it would be to lose a person he can call and vent to about a certain subject. To lose you would mean he won't have anyone to go to that place that only you two discovered and fell in love with. To lose you would mean that he no longer has someone who gets those particular jokes that only you get or understand those wild ideas that only you understand. Any woman can bring him vagina and jokes, but what you bring him are intangible feelings, reactions, and opinions that no one else can replicate. You are priceless. This isn't about some sexual chemistry or some honeymoon phase. Or some honeymoon false high. The proof of your friendship is how you two can hang inside or outside without sex coming up. Can you go to places and enjoy the silence of each other's company without physical affection? Can you two debate passionately without catching attitudes when the opinions are different? Companionship is needed for any relationship to flourish. And by dating like this, you bond on the level only few people reach. And in the end, ask yourself, is this man treating you like a friend or just a chick he wants to fuck? Are you the first he calls when something crazy or funny happens, or do you hear about it later on? Are you invited out only for dates, or does he bring you into his hobbies and interests outside of romance? Does he bug you like a little boy bugs his older sister because he wants her attention, or is he still trying to play it cool and mysterious? This man should want to make love to you, but also want to be up under you like you are Ash and he is Pikachu. So there you have it, ladies and gents. The three things a man should show you in order for you to decide whether or not you should sleep with him. So it's not about how long you wait. It's about how invested he is with you. So the three things are time spent creatively, aggressive pursuit, and shared world companionship. If a man does not meet all three, then he does not get you. No matter how nice, fun, or sexy he is, earning sex is not about seeing if he lasts 90 days, remaining sweet and affectionate, offers you some silly title, or spends money every week to court you. Any dick can wait 3 months. That is the truth. And behave himself if vagina is coming. Any dick can call you every day and tell you that he loves you if vagina is coming. Any dick can buy you a plane ticket, set a romantic weekend. You need to see deep proof that this man not only wants you, but needs you in his life. He must achieve all of these three prerequisites, and then you will know it in your essence that he has climbed that mountain and earned the best pussy he will ever experience. And there you have it, you guys. Now you have the two perspective, the one from January from Why Men Love Bitches by Sherry Argov, the female point of view when it comes to when you should have sex and how long you should wait. And now you have it from Men Don't Love Women Like You by L.G. Lambert from the male's perspective on when you should wait to have sex. So again, all the roads do lead to you needing to wait to have sex, but not because you're waiting for a title or you're waiting for him to claim you, because as you can see, based on the combination of both books, it's not about that. It's about you. Remove your ego, and it's about you figuring out, is this man actually investing time in me? Is he trying to build a friendship with me? Is he making sexual jokes all the time, or does he actually give a shit what I do with my life and he has follow-up questions? Is he just trying to get me in bed, or is he trying to build a future with me? Do I feel emotionally safe with him? Is he opening up to me? This is what's important. Is he only sharing surface level information about him with me, or do I know some deep secrets that no one else does, like the fact that, you know, he was molested when he was 5, or he's actually adopted, or he cries every night, I don't know, or he cries when he watches commercials about depression, whatever it is, you know, like really deep things. How do you react if he doesn't call you? If you keep a patient and chill, then he will then try to get closer to you. Does he continue to pursue you even when you haven't slept with him? Does he continue to pursue you if you say, let's take things slower, because you meant physically? Well, he shows you, I'm not giving up. I know you're right for me. The more you focus on what works for you, and the more you put yourself first in the beginning of a relationship, not by being mean or anything like that. Both books tell you, you don't need to be a bitch. When they use the word bitch, what they really mean by that is that you put yourself first. You have boundaries and you stick to them. When you respect yourself and you set the standards, men follow. That's the whole point. That's how you will get a man to chase you, the right man. Of course, if you date somebody that was just trying to hit it and quit it from the beginning, the beautiful thing about these two chapters that I've shared with you about when to have sex is that you will be able to weed men like this out faster. So what a fucking blessing, you know? That's the whole point. Anyway, guys, I hope you enjoyed today's episode, When to Have Sex by Why Men Don't Love Women Like You. And tune in to Thursday's episode. It's going to be a dating episode. And if you want more dating advice, dating university, then guess what? You will need to subscribe to my extra episodes on my subscription podcast to my OG besties, and you will get those episodes. And you can find that link to the subscription in the bio of this episode and in the bio and all of my Instagrams. Anyway, guys, I love you. Have a beautiful week. And don't forget to put yourself first. See you Thursday. Bye.